And I got to tell you this story before I begin. When we came in, there was a lady sitting behind me, and she said, if this is a long-winded missionary, I'm going to set my phone to go off after 30 minutes. So if you hear a loud squeaking noise, it's not me. I brought my wife with me this evening, Mary. O'Donnell was a maiden name. Now she's Mary Young. I was going to tell you that I was, I'm Australian by birth, American by import, and Southern by the grace of God. Amen? Actually, I wouldn't let my wife name any of our men, children. I wouldn't let her name them Dennis because it's actually a family name. It's a Scottish family name. I'm probably related to Dr. Ennis. Because my mother's maiden name was Dennis. And my ancestry is Scottish English. And when the Roman legions came to Scotland, they couldn't defeat the Scottish. That was the headquarters of the Knights Templar, and they were very well armed and very well trained. And the Roman legions, the Romans, they call them Scotty, which, you know, Scotty today in English means, you know, badly behaved people. Anyway, that was my mother's maiden name, Dennis. But when you make it a Christian name, the meaning is lover of fine wines. And I gave up all of that when I got saved. But I thank Dr. Ennis for allowing us to come. And we were all ready to just finish out our days there in the Philippines. But Filipinos, they looked at my wife and they said, there's a lady that's going to take care of our children. When we had the bubble bust here in 2008, we just tightened our belts and went on. But in the Philippines, it had a devastating effect upon the poor people. They actually set their commodities on computer. You know how the price of food went up here? They did the same thing over there in the Philippines, and the price of food just shot up out of sight. And so Filipinos were continually giving my wife children. One of the children that we were given, we heard about him before he was born. A lady in our church in Zamboanga, she came and she said to my wife, there's a lady here in Zamboanga that is pregnant again, and that she feels like they're so poor that they can't even afford to have this child, and she's going to abort the child. Over there, they do it with herbs. You can abort babies with herbs. Oh, that's secret information. But they abort babies with herbs in the Philippines. So my wife said, of course we'll take that little baby. So we, you know, gave him food. We gave him vitamins, minerals, all of that. And the baby was born in the hospital in Zamboanga. We paid for the birth. And then they called us and said, come pick up the baby. So we went and picked up the baby, and he just kind of was like this, you know, as we held him. We thought, what's wrong with this little boy? And then we realized he was only 8 hours old. We got him out of the hospital 8 hours old. And we called him Matthew de los Reyes. We raised him like our own son, and he was pretty amazing. Just the other night, I was watching Gods and Generals. Now, I don't know whether you've watched that movie at all, but I really enjoy Stonewall Jackson in that movie. And I enjoy looking at that one. Anyway, I'd say to Matthew de los Reyes in the Philippines, I'd say, What do you want to watch tonight, Matthew? And he'd say, how about Gods and Generals? And the other night as I watched that, I just grieved once again over Matthew de los Reyes. We saved him twice. We saved him from being aborted. We took him in. We took care of him. We treated him like our own son. And if you've been up with our prayer letters in the Philippines, things are happening in the Philippines. And in the 2000s, the UN Human Rights Commission came to the Philippines. Now, anybody that knows anything about the UN, you know that that's one of the probably, if not the number one genocide organization in the world. They orchestrated that genocide over there in Rwanda. And they actually set it up to import the machetes. And all of that started. It was all orchestrated by the UN. They've even made a movie about it. I believe it's called Hotel Rwanda. And in that movie, you see the UN getting out. But the UN came to the Philippines, and they had this UN Human Rights Commission. What that means is the abuse of human rights. It don't mean human rights. It means harvesting. Harvesting Filipino children. And with that kind of political atmosphere going on in the Philippines, all it takes is somebody to go to the welfare department and denounce you, which is what a Filipino lawyer, he told me that too. He said, all it needs is for somebody to accuse you. So this guy that we called our pastor, we had two boys that my wife was taking care of that came up from Zamboanga City. We've still got that church in Zamboanga City. We had to leave there because of the Abu Sayyaf. That's the Al-Qaeda version in the Philippines. You know, they have local versions. Like now you got ISIS. They love their symbolism. Have you ever seen IHS? They say that's Jesus. No, it ain't. That's the Egyptian deity, IHS. ISIS, Horus, Seth. And they love their symbolism. And that ISIS over there in Iraq, that's a part of Al-Qaeda. Just like in the Philippines, we had the Abu Sayyaf. And Abu means father. Sayyaf means swordsman. But I abbreviated it to holy swordsman. And you can tell who are these Al-Qaeda. They have the symbolic way of execution. Does anybody know what way they execute? Cut heads. That's in the book of Revelation. It talks about those that were beheaded for their faith. When you see any organization that has that kind of execution, you know that they're mentioned there in the book of Revelation, beheaded for their faith. So we had to leave Zamboanga City, but we, you know, still had a desire to help the people there, so my wife was taking care of these two little boys that we rescued there in Zamboanga City. And so we were going to send them back to Zamboanga City because my wife wasn't able to take care of them anymore. My daughter, Monica, was coming back here to the States to go to Bible college to get an MRS degree. Amen? That's what we told her. You got to go back there and get your MRS degree. So my daughter went to the church, and she said that we're sending the two little boys back to Zamboanga. And his wife is an American, and she's an orphan. So we knew she had a heart for these two little boys. Well, it turned out that they said, well, we'll take care of these two little boys. We'll give them a good home. We'll adopt them, and we'll take out American citizenship for them. We said, okay, well, you go through the lawyers. We'll contact the mothers. When the mothers say, okay, then it's a green light. Go ahead. So we found the mothers, our people down in Zamboanga, they found the mothers after 2 months. So we contacted the guy and we said, they found the mothers. One wants their son adopted, the other one doesn't. We said, that's not a problem. Just go down there and meet with the mothers and, you know, act nice, put a big smile on your face and tell them what you're going to do for the boys. And we're pretty sure that they'll want you to adopt them. He said, nothing doing. He said, that'd be like giving back a dog. So he was telling us that he was in contact with lawyers. And he was telling us that the lawyers said they were going to declare the mothers unfit and these two little boys abandoned. And we finally realized that he's talking to the welfare department. He's going to the welfare department and denouncing us as child traffickers. That is a criminal offense. They put you in jail. They bring you out of jail for the court. Then they convict you and they put you in jail for 3 years and then they deport you. Now listen, the Bible says, they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But it doesn't mean that we're supposed to put our head on the chopping block. if you find out about it, then do what you can to avoid it. Amen. We found out about the Abu Sayyaf, one to kidnap us down there in Zamboanga City, and we packed up and left. And the police came, and they said, where's the foreigners? And our people that were cleaning out the house, they said, oh, they've already left. And they said, well, they're number one on the Abu Sayyaf kidnap list. When we come back to the States, we go to churches and people tell us, we're praying for you. We say, we already know that. You wouldn't believe what kind of trouble we've got into. And because of your prayers, the Lord has delivered us out of it all. Anyway, I called up the mission board director, Dr. Jerry Mullendore, and I told him what was going on. And he said, well, listen, he said, I'll call around here in the States. He said, it don't sound good. He said, but I'll call you back. And I called him back in 2 days. He said, you better get out of there. So he's the mission board director, and I'm about to get into hot water over there. And so I just did what the mission board director said, and in 2 days I packed up and I left. The world is our field. There's other countries to go to. Argentina, we got finished with the P's, amen. Now we're back to the A's. Argentina, there's 42 million people there, and it's Roman Catholic. And they've even got Muslims down there. They've put these Muslims all around the world. Europe's overrun with Muslims. They've got cities in Europe. They call it Little Istanbul or something like that. I don't know. Some of those cities over there in Europe, famous cities, they got Muslims running around everywhere. When I was a young man, they said communism was going to take over the world. When I was in Bible college, there was preachers quitting the ministry to go fight communism with the pen. And I thought, man, the best way to do that is win people to Christ, amen. But that's what they were doing. And they said communism was going to take over the world back then. Now they're saying Islam is going to take over the world. When Dr. Jerry Mullendore came to visit us in the Philippines. He said, Brother Dennis, he said, you wouldn't believe what's going on in the States. He said, it's not like you remember. And he said, now we've got Chrislam. Here in the States, we got Chrislam. Well, the other day I was listening to a video about the Vatican II Council. The Vatican II Council in 1962 was when they announced to the world ecumenism, the coming together of the religions. So honestly, it shouldn't shock you that we now have Chrislam in the United States. What do you think they got in Europe? They got all that kind of thing happening in Europe too. It's all orchestrated. That's what they're doing. But we're going down there to Argentina, 42 million people. They're Roman Catholic, but they need the gospel. Right now we're trying to get a visa for Argentina, we were told that we could get a missionary visa, and it turned out that it's just a temporary religious visa, and it's got a lot of red tape involved with it. We're trying to get these documents. You have to get them double notarized. They have this thing called apostille, which they, 9/11, they said the Arabs did that, and yet there's all kinds of restrictions on us. I ain't an Arab. I ain't Al-Qaeda. But, you know, they're saying, well, you've counterfeited your documents. So you got to send them in and get an apostille on them. Well, it turned out that that's extremely complicated because my wife had a Kentucky birth certificate. She counterfeited it. She wasn't really born in Kentucky. No, I'm just kidding. She was born in Princeton, Kentucky. You won't believe this, but we used that birth certificate to go into Belize in Central America. And it's got the stamp on the back. They accepted it. But since 9/11, they ain't accepting any of that. It came back in the mail. We sent it to the office to get the apostille, which is French for certification. So you got it certified with the county clerk, and that's your birth certificate. Then you got to send it to this other office and get that other certification on it. It's a double certification. And they sent it back to us. They said, you got to get one with the certification of the present living county clerk. So we got to do that with all the documents. But pray for us. We're not sure what we're going to do, whether we're going to wait for that temporary visa, temporary religious visa, or we're just going to go. You can go down there, and when you get there, they just give you a tourist visa, and we can work on them from down there, getting the religious visa for Argentina. So that brings you up to date on everything. I'd like you to turn in. Do we have preaching too? It's allowed. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. Excuse me? Yes, sir. It's a King James Bible published by Sword of the Lord. The Sword of the Lord.